Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, March 7th, 2018, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday, and whatever other insanity is due in store. And before we get into the news here, I want to make a comment. The propaganda that we're seeing in the corporate media has just gone right through the roof. And two examples that I saw just this morning, Fox News is showcasing this supposed North Korean defector who's saying, oh, things are so terrible in North Korea, please come and save us. And Kim Jong-un is a dictator and life is so free and wonderful here in the United States of America. And one reason that you might want to question that is because before the war on Iraq, the corporate media had Iraqi defectors, or people they claimed were Iraqi defectors, who are out there saying, oh, yes, Saddam's got those nuclear weapons. And the other one is a story that came out of the British media. Now, as you know, this former Russian spy, double agent, and his daughter are in the hospital. They were exposed to what has been identified as a nerve agent. And there was an article out there claiming that Putin was saying, we will poison you. If you try and poison, you will swallow our poison, blah, 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 blah. Now, they don't say where or when he supposedly said this. And frankly, it doesn't sound like Putin's. It's not his style. Khrushchev, maybe, yes. Remember banging the shoe on the table at the UN, we will bury you. But that's not Putin's style. They're just making this stuff up to push that war agenda as hard as they can. Now, the good news is more and more indications are that the American people are pretty much done with the corporate media and the politicians. We're sick and tired of being lied to over and over and over again. And we understand the wisdom of that old saying, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. And we're just tired of living in this real life matrix where everything is an illusion to get us to do what those in power want us to do. Now, getting on to the domestic policies, and by the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. The House Intelligence Committee investigation is now turning to John Kerry and the State Department, because as they start digging deeper and deeper about this bogus dossier, they're starting to realize it does reach back into the Obama administration. And again, this whole FISAgate situation, they're digging back further and further, and it's looking like it extended beyond Hillary and the DNC. Now, as you've probably heard by now, Gary Cohn has resigned from the White House. And this is actually a good thing, because Cohn led the way in purging Trump's nationalist advisors from the White House, including Steve Bannon, in order to promote the kinds of globalist establishment policies that benefit firms like Goldman Sachs, where he previously served as number two. And Cohn and his pal, Dina Powell, were brought in by Jared Kushner. Now, apparently, the final blow was the battle over the tariffs, where Cohn said, no, this is not a good idea, because tariffs work against the globalist agenda by putting up more barriers at national borders. But it's a good start. Trump needs to get back his nationalist Make America Great Again advisors, because he's surrounded by advisors who are pushing for war and for globalism and the new world order. Trump needs to put on those presidential brass knuckles and start cleaning house. Now, Devin Nunes is saying that ever since they sent out a series of questions about that Clinton dossier, apparently some of the Obama officials who were on that list to answer those questions have sort of gone away. They can't be found. And Nunes is saying that they're basically hiding from us. They don't want to answer the questions. They don't. They're going to be subpoenaed. You try hiding from a subpoena, you can get into some real trouble. And here's a breaking story. This is from the Political Insider. We were talking about how FBI agent Peter Strzok, an avowed anti-Trumper, had known that Hillary's server, her private email server, had been broken into by a foreign power and did nothing about it. Well, apparently, this went much higher than Peter Strzok. Remember, FBI director, former FBI director James Comey confirmed the Hillary server was hacked. And basically, we know that they changed the wording on the final FBI report on the server to help Clinton avoid federal charges. They changed extreme negligence, which is verbatim Title 18, to reckless, careless. It's really the same thing here. But Fox News is reporting that Strzok's ignoring of the breach was actually approved with the consent of then-President Barack Obama. So if Hillary was running an espionage ring out of the State Department, Obama was in on it. It looks like the entire government was penetrated between the Awan brothers hacking into members of Congress computers, Hillary's weak email server, and the rest of it. It looks like our entire government was penetrated under the Obama administration. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, Senate Homeland Security Committee Chairman Ron Johnson has basically fired off a letter to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein asking why the FBI waited weeks to act on the Clinton emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop. Well, we know that they didn't want to deal with them at all, but that members of the New York Police Department said, if you don't deal with this, we're going to go public. And that's what forced Comey's hand there so close to the actual election. It has now come on out. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe was authorizing leaks to the media and giving misleading statements to investigators about doing so. This is coming from two new independent reports. Now, McCabe authorized FBI officials to speak to the media for articles prior to the 2016 election, including one about an ongoing investigation into the Clinton Foundation, according to a report prepared by Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz, who at least at first glance appears to actually be trying to do his job. Now, the FBI's number two man also misled watchdog investigators when they initially asked about the media disclosures. They really are all corrupt here. Now, let's get on back to Alexander Downer. Now, Alexander Downer is a former Australian diplomat, and he was the one whose tip reportedly really kicked off this deep state probe on Trump. And it turns out he's a longtime Clinton associate. And so at this point, all four initiators of the Trump collusion probe were paid by Hillary or donors to the Clinton Foundation or known Clinton associates. Now, Hillary's spokesparrot was asked about this and said she didn't know. She had no idea. What an amazing coincidence, not to be believed. Trey Gowdy is calling for a second special counsel. And, of course, he's getting pushback from Attorney General Sessions. But Trey Gowdy is saying the Inspector General Horowitz cannot access Comey and McCabe. They're no longer within the government. They don't have to respond to an informal request for information. And Gowdy is saying it is more than time for a second special counsel to look into this whole FISAgate, DossierGate story. Meanwhile, Tom Fitton is getting on out there and he's expressing a lot of frustration. And I understand exactly where he's coming from. He's saying, where are the prosecutions? Judicial Watch uncovered evidence of the Clinton pay-to-play scandal in August of 2016. It was in the emails. You know, these people want to talk to the Secretary of State. You make sure they make a donation to the Clinton Foundation. It's there in black and white. And there should have been a prosecution long before now. There are so many crimes that have been covered by Judicial Watch and congressional investigations, and nothing is happening. And it shows you the tyrannical power of the deep state, how deeply corrupted it is. It's the narcocracy. Now, the gun control debate is still raging all across the country. And over at Information Liberation, they had this wonderful little headline. If we have to bake the cake, you have to sell the gun. And what they're talking about is this 20-year-old Oregon man who is suing Walmart and Dick's Sporting Goods for age discrimination because they're refusing to sell him a rifle under their new anti-gun age policies. Here's the problem. They're store policies only. There's no law that's been enacted yet raising the age to purchase a gun to 21. The stores just did it themselves and said, see, we're on board with gun control and school safety. And now they're being sued. Now, do you remember that teacher down in Georgia who fired a gun, one shot out the window, nobody was hit, was barricaded in his room? It turns out he was on several different antidepressants, according to the police. The problem isn't the guns, it's these medications that are messing up people's brains. Now, as you know, AIPAC is in town. They're having their conference, and they're having a little panel on press freedom, to which the press is not allowed to attend. For those of you who appreciate the irony. Now, the other day, we were talking about how Hawaii's own Tulsi Gabbard was introducing legislation to try and protect the integrity of the vote. And the legislation in question is House Resolution 5147 to amend the Help America Vote Act of 2002, that's the one that gave us the electronic machines, to require voting systems used in elections for federal office to produce a voter-verified paper ballot of each vote cast on the system. In other words, she's actually drawing the idea from what was called the True Vote System, which was that after you touched all the touchscreen buttons, it would actually show you a printed paper ballot underneath a protective glass, and the voter could look at it and make sure it actually said what the voter had voted for. And if it was wrong, the voter would push one button and that ballot would be shredded and it would start all over again. If the voter approved of it, it was then shot into the ballot box. It's a wonderful, good idea. Unfortunately, so many members of our federal government are holding their offices by election fraud. I'm expecting that Tulsi Gabbard is going to have a hard time getting any support for this one. And where is President Trump? He promised he was going to get on board cleaning up our elections. And if he doesn't, he's going to lose Congress in November, and he's going to lose the White House in 2020. So let's get on over to the war zones. Basically what's going on. The Syrian army is making tremendous gains in Ghouta. And this website, which is the southfront.org, came up with an interesting observation about the recent so-called chemical attacks, because they all occurred in areas where the Syrian army was winning and didn't need to use chemical weapons, which further underscores the fact that these are false flag attacks blamed on Assad to justify a new military aggression. And remember, before these chemical attacks even happened, word was coming out of Syria that, yes, the U.S.-backed rebels were planning more false flag chemical weapons attacks, and that's exactly what did happen. Assad doesn't have a reason to use chemical weapons. He's winning the war, and he understands that the use of chemical weapons will be seized on by the United States to launch a new attack on his country. And in point of fact, we're seeing this article out of Sputnik News, U.S. considering new attack on Syrian government based on the chemical weapons. Boy, have we been down this road before. Saddam's nuclear bombs, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, Assad's sarin gas, over and over and over again. When are you going to stand up and start screaming, I refuse to be lied to anymore? Because that's what all America has to do right now. Just stand up and say, you are lying. Your words are worthless, and I am not listening to you anymore. Now, the U.S. is very subtly threatening Russia with a guerrilla war in Syria by continuing to arm these various militant groups and mercenaries and try and get Russia into a ground war in Syria with unconventional warfare, snipers, booby traps, things like that. Now, according to Russia's foreign minister Lavrov, the U.S. is not in Syria to fight ISIS. We already knew that. They never hit ISIS. They always hit everything else but ISIS. They always arranged for ISIS to escape encirclement. We know that the U.S. was supplying ISIS with weapons, food, ammunition, medical supplies. What the U.S. is really planning to do in Syria, according to Lavrov, is simply break it up into pieces, disintegrate it, make it go away. The Kurds will get a big chunk of it, another chunk of it. The southern part is going to be annexed by Israel. They want that Golan Heights. That's what they're doing. Now, according to a Syrian monitor, this is being reported in Euronews, over 5,000 civilian deaths are still unaccounted for in the U.S.-led strikes in Iraq and Syria. And basically, this means more than seven times as many civilians have been killed by the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq and Syria than has been officially acknowledged. And there should be no surprise about that. We didn't find out the real death numbers for Vietnam until that war was long over. All right, we're going to take a phone call here from Patrick in Oregon. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Michael. Good afternoon. Yes, yeah. When you were talking about Trump and that voter investigation, you know, from the states.
Yes,
he turned that over to the Department of Homeland Security when the Democratic stronghold states wouldn't cooperate with him.
Well, it's a token gesture. I mean, Department of Homeland Security is supposed to be looking at the security on the electronic voting machines, but the hacks in the electronic voting machines are built in at the point of manufacture, and they're not connected to the internet. So it's not going to accomplish anything, because the real place where the vote fraud is happening is at the state level, with fraudulent voter registrations, with allowing illegal immigrants to vote. That's where the focus needs to be. We need a voter ID law. And it's not racist to say that people who are voting in this country have to prove they're legally allowed to vote, because we know that in 2016, millions of illegal immigrants voted, and millions more will vote this November because they're still pouring in across the border. The Democratic leadership has come on out and admitted they are dependent on the illegal immigrant vote to hang on to power, but they're not supposed to do that.
Right, and I understand, but I understand the Department of Homeland Security is looking at the states also, not just the voting machines, but I understand that they are looking at the voter rolls in these states also.
I had not heard that, and if it's happening, it absolutely needs to be done. But again, the big problem is the illegal immigrants. We have to have a voter ID law. I mean, look, the federal government was able to mandate real ID on all the 50 states, where you have to just jump through all these loopholes to prove you're actually a citizen. And why should we not do the same for the illegal immigrants when they want to, when they're trying to vote? They're trying to vote our country away from us and into their hands, because the Democrats are promising them that.
Yep, I agree with that. I agree with that 100%, Michael. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, we do. Yep, we do need a some kind of an ID system to keep these illegal voters from voting. Yes, I agree with you 100% on that.
It's got to be an ID system that is based on being a legal citizen. Up in Chicago, Rahm Emanuel is issuing IDs to the illegal immigrants and declaring that they will allow these immigrants to register to vote and then vote. That's not allowed. Non-citizens are not allowed to vote. And we're seeing all these Democratic strongholds just in flagrant violation of U.S. law. We're seeing it in Chicago. We're seeing it in California. Big stink out there about the immigration issue. And it, again, it's time for Trump to put on his presidential brass knuckles and start bringing about the changes he campaigned on. Because so far, we're not getting the Donald Trump that we voted for. Patrick, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
More buttons around here. If you would like to help Republic Broadcasting Network stay on the air, and folks, it has never been more critical that you do so. You can see what's happening. The government, the corporate media have declared open war against the truth. They're ramping up their lies. They're going after our advertisers. This is serious. This is already a civil war in cyberspace, which I'd rather have it in cyberspace than on the streets of the cities. But still, it's open war by the liars against those who are trying to get the truth out. So if you can help, please do. It has never been more important and critical than it is right now. The address to send a check or money order to is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302. That's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number, if you want to pledge to be a recurring subscriber, is 800-724-2719, extension 03. Now, getting on back to AIPAC, Netanyahu's had his speech up there on the stage, and he's out there ranting about Iran. We must stop Iran. We will stop Iran. We have to deal with this challenge. The translation is, you Americans are going to stop Iran for us. You know, we're not going to spend our money. We're not going to risk our precious children going into Iran. That's your job. That's what your place in the world is. Now, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is saying that Washington, D.C. will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal immediately if it is not fixed. And what he means by that, of course, is they want to basically change the deal. After everybody agreed to it, they want to change that contract. They want to add in long-range missiles and medium-range missiles. They basically want to strip Iran of the ability to defend itself from what is obviously a coming invasion. Frankly, if I were Iran's leadership right now, I'd say, okay, the deal is over. We're going back to making long-range missiles, and we're going to go back to making a bomb. Now, up at the United Nations, Nikki Haley, amazing, she can keep a straight face when she says things like this. She says the United Nations is obstructing Israeli-Palestinian peace by perpetuating the illusion that Israel is the cause of all the friction. To the sounds of muffled laughter, I'm sure. Over at Popular Mechanics, and let me preface this by reminding everybody that Popular Mechanics definitely toes the government line. I remember when they came out with their article attacking anybody who questioned the official story of 9/11, and they were quite insulting and it was a smear campaign. How could you doubt the government? Well, the government's given us lots of reasons to doubt it. So now they have a story out there, what Putin would nuke. And they're detailing this hypothetical first strike scenario where Russia just attacks us without warning and where they're going to bomb. So this is more of this be afraid of Russia, be afraid of Russia propaganda from Popular Mechanics. They're laying it on thick. They're using the Beck's howitzer on us all right now. Now, Putin says that Russia is not going to start a nuclear war. And he says, why would we want a world without Russia? And again, he's sending that signal. Nobody's going to win a nuclear war except the bankers. Now, over in the Kashmir region, the Pakistan military have shot down an India spy drone, which is only increasing tensions in that part of the world. That's another possible flare-up point. And India and Pakistan have nuclear weapons. This thing could really get out of hand. Now, Fox News had a story featuring General Robert Ashley, who's director of the U.S. Intelligence Agency, one of the 17. Basically came on out and said that, yes, everybody's focused on North Korea's nuclear missile programs and Russia's recent unveiling of a heap of new deadly weapons. But according to General Ashley, the real threat is China, because China is creating advanced futuristic weapons capable of wiping out the West's current military technology. Well, a big reason for that, of course, is that the West's current military technology is pretty much old. They keep remanufacturing the same things over and over again, and they don't really do a very good job. The quality is not there, and that's the issue. And more money isn't going to fix the problem because of how badly they spend the money. Look how much money they've simply misplaced, trillions and trillions of dollars, unless they've built some huge orbiting Death Star that's hiding behind the moon, and they're going to win the war with that one. But you don't pour more money into a Pentagon that has proven to be so irresponsible in spending it. And again, I highly recommend the movie The Pentagon Wars. It's very lighthearted and humorous, but it is based on the real story of the development of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle. And it shows just how messed up the U.S. military procurement system really is. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now let's talk about Korea and what's going on over there. As you know, during the Olympics, North Korea came to South Korea. Everybody got along just fine. They were openly talking about reunification. They united their teams as a single Korean team. And Mike Pence basically refused to stand when the host team came onto the field during the opening ceremonies. And that is a tacky diplomatic no-no. So now we have South Korea went to North Korea. They're having talks about reunification. We got that the other day. That's why Kim Jong-un met with the South Korean delegation to push the issue for reunification into one Korea. And everybody's been talking about the possibility of peace talks. And so this article in Sputnik News, possibility of a great breakthrough, Korean peace talks depend on U.S. approach. Well, what is the U.S. approach? The U.S. approach was to slap more sanctions onto North Korea, claiming that the assassination of Kim Jong-un's half-brother was a North Korean government operation. There is no proof of that. Nobody knows who's behind it. The two women who actually carried out the assassination basically said there was an intermediary who told them they were playing a practical joke. So the evidence trail ends there. Now, Steve Lindeman is out there saying that, yes, there is no question that the U.S. wants the inter-Korean thaw undermined. They absolutely don't want to have any reunification. They want the hostilities to go on. And I think this is a good place to use a quote that somebody sent me for the master quotes file. It is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable and to propagandize and teach the American people to hate and fear. This is John R. Stockwell, a former CIA officer. That's what's going on here. The U.S. is trying to keep the world in turmoil. They're trying to keep the American people cowering in fear and hating who they're told to hate. But ladies and gentlemen, we're all adults. We can decide for ourselves who we should hate and who we should not. And my general rule of thumb is if the government is telling me to hate somebody, I'm going to be kind of mellow toward them because something is going on. So Lendemann points out Washington has been hostile towards North Korea throughout the entire post-World War II era because of its sovereign independence. They don't want independent countries. They want the entire world ruled by U.S. juntas. That's what they did in Ukraine. It's what they did in Iraq. It's what they did in Afghanistan. It's what they're trying to do in Syria, what they're planning on doing in Iran. They don't want any countries on earth that are not subservient to the Pax Americana enforced by weapons of war. Now, earlier I was talking about this quote that was being attributed to Putin about how we're going to poison you all, and it's not Putin style. And I'm already getting emails from people saying, no, it doesn't sound like Putin at all. So now we have another one. This is also from the Daily Mail, where Kim Jong-un says the U.S. is the sworn enemy to humankind. And this supposedly came out of Pyongyang's Rodong News outlet, which is accusing America of being intent on pushing the planet into another dreadful nuclear disaster and destroying world peace and security. Well, that last part certainly lines up with what Stephen Lendemann's saying. Now, South Korean President Moon Jae-in is saying you shouldn't get too excited over the denuclearization talks, because probably Moon Jae-in realizes that North Korea would be insane to give up their nuclear weapons. It's like putting out a welcome mat, please invade us, to the United States. Now, the U.S. Navy is now boasting that they have accomplished their first shipboard deployment of the F-35B to the Pacific, and specifically the USS Wasp, and it departed Japan with an airworthy squadron of the jets aboard. And apparently they had, they don't see how many are in the squadron. I heard somewhere else it was six. And now we're actually going to see those things in actual use and see if they hold up. The plane still has problems. It's got major problems, and they're trying to put it out there into the field. Now, the Department of Defense has blatantly admitted on Twitter that it works with Hollywood to sell you war propaganda. And basically, they're saying, I mean, it's been documented for many years, but the DOD is now admitting it. It, quote, works with Hollywood to ensure the military is portrayed correctly in films. Not accurately, correctly. Meaning, we're the good guys. We're the sweetest smelling army in the world. And all those other people, they smell bad and they're evil. And this is no different from the Nazi propaganda films from World War II. And as we look back on them today, we see very easily it's just propaganda. And I'm sure that future generations will look at the present fare from Hollywood and realize it's war propaganda. I mean, even looking at Hollywood fare from World War II, you look back on it and realize it was propaganda. Now, as you know, the Russian elections are coming up, and they're trying to demonize Putin any way that they can. Try and make it look like he's a tyrant and a dictator. They're trying to basically interfere with the Russian elections. So basically the BBC has come on out and declared that Putin must have been behind the assassination of Anatoly Sobchak. And their entire case rests on the fact that Putin cried at the funeral. Oh, he was crying to cover it up. That was the entire case. He must be the assassin. He was pretending to be sad. He was pretending to console the family. Remember when Bill Clinton walked out of Ron Brown's funeral? He was laughing his head off until he saw the cameras, and then he immediately went into his crying act. Now, they're trying to make a big deal about the poisoning of this Russian double agent and his daughter. They're in the hospital, and it is serious. But they're trying to make it, like, major. And over at the Express in Great Britain, they're saying the Russian spy poisoning is Putin's declaration of war. Great Britain is now in an entirely new game. Well, first of all, there's no evidence that Russia had anything to do with it. They may have just decided they needed a dead body and a bloody shirt, and this guy was all used up anyway. And I don't see the people of Great Britain ready to risk nuclear war with Russia over one former Russian spy. It doesn't make any sense, but it's just this continuous nonstop Russia bashing. And I'm not surprised that the ratings for the corporate media are where they are right now. We're all sick and tired of this stuff. We're sick and tired of it. The only reason I watch Fox News at all is to see what they're lying about today, and I only watch that during the broadcast times. The rest of the time, I'm on, you know, Sci-Fi Channel or National Geographic or those wonderful Blue Planet 2 specials by Sir Richard Attenborough. Those are marvelous. I don't watch the corporate media anymore. Now, here's an interesting story. There was an information campaign working to persuade Londoners to not arm themselves with knives to defend themselves against migrant violence. Really good thinking. Now, Britain banned firearms outside of shooting clubs a long time ago. Crime went up, violent crime went up, home invasions went up, and Great Britain justified keeping the gun ban by saying, well, the British people felt they were safer, even though they were not. So now they're going after the knives. They don't want people carrying knives to fend off an attack by criminals and migrants. And so they had this Sadiq Khan crime campaign. And there were a whole bunch of celebrity endorsements in it, and they all turned out to be fakes. They were created by an advertising agency. They had one from actor John Boyega, who was in Star Wars The Last Jedi, musicians Lethal Bizzle and Jesse J. And none of these celebrities were actually consulted about whether they wanted to tweet or have endorsements. They just went ahead and did it. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Mike in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I heard you talking earlier about a real ID or, you know, things are getting out of hand. And I do believe things are getting out of hand, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm 53 years old, and, you know, I've been driving for whatever, 35 years. But I just so happen to be a commercial driver, and all of a sudden, in the past couple years, now they want us, no matter what, we got to bring a birth certificate or a or a passport. And, you know, it's ridiculous because I've lived here all my whole life. And, you know, but the system is so out of hand that now, you know, you got to prove that you actually belong here, you know, and you've been here your whole life. That's number one. And number two, I was out of work for a little bit a while. And I had to take Medicaid, and they sent me letters stating that I got to go down to the office and prove that I'm a citizen. I mean, it's just, you know, when you have
this, it's ridiculous. And yet the illegal immigrants are pouring across the border. The refugees are coming across the border. They're getting free stuff from the U.S. government. They're being told it's okay for them to vote. I mean, it really is. It's ridiculous. It's like the government is declaring war on the real American citizens. And maybe they just want us all to go away, and they're going to restart the economy on the backs of this immigrant refugee labor.
Yeah. And when I went up, I had a copy of my birth certificate. I never really even needed that my whole life. In fact, I always let my mom hold on to it, you know. And I don't know, for some reason, I had a copy. And I brought the copy over to the DMV, and she's like, "Oh, this isn't this is a copy. We need the real one." because she's trying to press on the seal. I says, come on, man, I've been waiting around for 2 hours in line here because the state of Illinois is broke and they can't afford to hire any of you guys anymore. And now you're going to send me home and, So I had to go all the way home. And I couldn't find one. I went to my mom's house. We couldn't find it, the birth certificate. So I brought the one I used, it got denied with, I brought it back, and some other woman there accepted it. I mean, it's like, I wasn't going to say anything. I got a couple of birth certificates. And this doesn't probably matter, but they said they're going to change birth certificates now. So go get it. If you don't have your original, go get it because it's going to look different. That's what they told me about a year ago. But I got a couple of them now, But it's just, you're right, Mike. It's common sense because the system is broke, all right? And there's too many people that aren't supposed to be using the system. And now they want accountability, and we have to suffer, the people that have lived here our whole lives.
Well, it's a double standard. They're demanding that the people who've lived in the United States their whole life be constantly proving it before they interact with the government, if they apply for Medicaid or if they vote. But the illegal immigrants and the refugees are getting a free pass. They don't have to go through all this stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's happening. I mean, it's just common sense. That's why. But you know what? It shouldn't be happening, right? And I do believe. I'm with you on the voting aspect. That people that shouldn't be voting are voting their their constituents in there. And I believe what you're saying about that. Even though I don't have any proof in front of me about it, but I guess there's no way to keep the liberal system going but to blame the Russians. I mean, how what are they going to come up with next? Are we going to have a UFO invasion? Is that it?
Believe it or not, there was actually apparently some government agency was toying with the idea of faking a UFO invasion to get us all, hot and primed for war and stuff, which actually they got the idea from an old episode of The Outer Limits called Scarecrow, if I recall correctly. But it is, the whole system is completely out of whack. It's almost like that commercial that we run here on RBN, where we, the American people, the citizens who've been born here or naturalized, the people who've been on this land for generation after generation, are under attack. We're considered enemies by the government, who are turning around and welcoming the illegal immigrants and refugees with open arms. And it doesn't really make any sense at all. It almost seems like the government wants all of us real Americans to just go away and restart the country with this obedient, subservient, lower cost of support population.
Yeah, and then again, think of the cheap labor, too, aspect of the whole thing. There's people that they can't even speak English. Isn't that a prerequisite to entering a country is to be able to speak the language?
Well, if you're just going for a visit, no, it's a courtesy. When I was working in Europe, I tried to learn as much German and Italian as I could. And I was met with a little bit of gentle laughter, but they respected me for making the effort. But certainly, if you're planning on moving into another country, you need to learn that country's language, which in the case of the United States is English. And what is very angering about all these refugees and illegal immigrants is they're coming on in and demanding we learn their language. That attitude has actually been prevalent in Los Angeles, even back to the time Claire and I lived there, where the Hispanic communities were all out there saying, we don't have to learn English. You have to learn Spanish if you're going to deal with us.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just tell you, Mike, I don't want to keep you. You got other callers. There's this one quick other story. My mom was telling me, she goes to the store. She's all the time. She doesn't work or anything, but she's like, and there was a couple of women. She was behind in line at the store, and one woman, I think it was a daughter, and then a mother, and the daughter had a SNAP card, a supplemental nutritional assistance program card.
Yes,
it's a link card, and she swiped it, and so the cashier said, "Oh, you owe me 2 cents," and the lady snapped. She's like, "This is America, everything free. What are you talking about?"
We get that. Anyway, listen, Mike, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. And we'll be right back.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining what's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Story that just hit here from Sputnik News. Apparently, a Syrian activist has acquired photos of the White Helmets film studio. And it looks like it looks like any other soundstage. they're faking documentaries about the so-called Assad atrocities. The propaganda is just not letting up at all. Now then, getting on over to Putin's new wonder weapons, there was an article that appeared in Zero Hedge, and it's basically talking about the weapons that Putin announced during his State of the Union speech. And this article basically says that Putin's hypersonic rocket is revealed to be a modified Iskander ballistic missile. And basically the entire case is they looked at the computer animated illustration of the weapon behind Putin, and they said, oh, it looks like an Iskander, therefore it must be that. Now, of course, this is all based on the assumption that the computer animated video of the new weapons is accurate in its details. And having worked on similar military animations when I was with Robert Abels, I can tell you that changes are made to the models to conceal important details. We went through, I don't want to say who we were working for, but it was actually part of the Strategic Defense Initiative. And we were illustrating some of the platforms, and we were told to make them different, make them look wrong to conceal what was really going on. Do you remember when the existence of the F-117 stealth fighter was first revealed? The Aurora Model Company, little plastic model kits for those of us who built those things, came out with a plastic model kit of the jet, and everyone thought that was what the plane looked like. It was this long, slender shape with downturned wings and air intakes on the flat upper surface, which was the first giveaway to me that, no, this wasn't really flyable. In Tom Clancy's Red Storm Rising, his description of the stealth jets initiating the first attack on Russia matched the Aurora model. Then the real plane was revealed and, of course, was totally different. And I can imagine a lot of foreign governments wasted a huge amount of time and money trying to reverse engineer the stealth from that first Aurora model kit. We're going to take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, I'm going to have to take you across the station identification, but what is on your mind today?
Like the Iskander is not dangerous. You know, anything is modifiable. You know, let me tell you, Mike, you had some phone calls the other day. I got to take issue with. Somebody called you, like, leaning toward globalism. You're not. You're leaning toward realism. You know, like,
yes.
People don't realize what's going on. We had our day in the sun, Mike, as an empire.
Yes.
The British did, the French, the Portuguese, the Spanish, they all did. Our day as the empire is coming to a close. I know a lot of Americans don't want to hear that. You know, hold me over.
Stay on the line. Stay on the line. I'll come right back to you after station identification.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.